Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom turned millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
One of the things that CEO society has just really just proven, and I would say my technique all the time, is bringing people together. Like, that is my gift, creating that community, bringing people together, creating communities that educate people, that motivate people, that get people going, that remind people what's possible, that remind people that of what is possible for them. And that is really what I've continued to do over the years. And, you know, I was sitting here thinking about how many of you all are literally, you know, thinking of how to make your big launch, or how to make your big rollout, or, you know, how to launch your product, how to launch your business, whatever it is, you know, that you're thinking about. One of the things that I want you to keep in the forefront of your mind is that if you are solving a problem and you are serving people, you will never fail, okay? There is no way that you could fail. Now, some of us, we think we are solving problems, but we are not solving problems. What I want you all to do is sit down, and I want you to think about what problem you are actually solving. What is the problem that you are actually solving in your business? And when you figure out what the problem is that you are actually solving in your business, there is no way that you can fail if you are indeed solving that problem. All right. Now, the trick is it a problem that a lot of people need solved? All right. The next thing I want you to ask yourself, best friends, is, am I serving people? Am I serving people? You know, I've experienced a lot of success over the last 13 years as a full-time entrepreneur. And I didn't do that by being a boss. I didn't do that by being a millionaire. I didn't do that by having it all together, living this fancy-mancy life. That's not how I did it, okay? I got to where I am by serving people unapologetically. No ego. Never acted as if I was too good. You all, when I first opened my warehouse, I spent days after day and day in and day out in here by myself, okay? Packaging orders, going live, talking to my community, shipping out orders myself, hands-on, before I could even afford to have staff, before I could even afford to have support. I did it by myself, right? I was serving. When things went wrong with inventory, when things were out of stock, I picked up the phone, I called my customers, I communicated with my customers. You know why? Because I needed to serve. I needed to learn how to serve. Sometimes we have to learn to serve before we learn to lead. And there are things that you learn in serving others and serving as an entrepreneur that you are going to need to know how to do before you can lead anybody. All right. Meaning you got to have to learn how to work with different people. That's one of the things that I learned as an entrepreneur, dealing with different types of personalities. And I had to humble myself to serve and assist and work under other people in order for me to learn that. Okay. The next thing that you're going to do is you're going to have to know the flow of your business. All right. If you don't know the flow of your business, how can you truly keep it going? Why? Because people come and people go, people leave and people stay, right? And you're going to have to know how to jump in and keep your business going, right? The functional things of your business, all right? Another thing that I really, really admire about me being in the trenches and knowing how to run my business is that I didn't have to hire 50 people to run my company. I see a lot of people do this and make a whole lot of mistakes with hiring a whole bunch of people they really don't need before their business has even gotten to a certain point, right? Some of the things you can really do it yourself, or you only need 1 to 2 people or 1 to 3 people working for your company in the beginning. You don't need a whole bunch of people. Some of us are just hiring people because we want to look like we got a whole lot of stuff going on, right? When your business is not even creating that type of income for you to put that type of money out there in your business, right? So I want to stress this. The servitude that I've learned is I don't need to have all these people because my business can easily flow without 50 to 100 people or 30 people or 20 people. Yeah, I don't need all of that, you all. And some of us, we're kicking out money and we're just spending unnecessary income because we're hiring all these people. And let me just also stress this. This is another thing I learned through serving. When you find out what people truly need in their business, when you find out what your gift is, right? You don't just find that out waking up one morning and deciding that you're going to be an entrepreneur, that you're going to be a boss. The thing that serving and working under other people did for me is it allowed me to identify what I was good at. But another thing it did for me is it allowed me to identify what I suck at. Serving will allow you to identify what you are good at, but it will also allow you to realize what you don't want to do. Okay. And that has been the most powerful thing for me, working in my business and realizing what I'm good at, but also realizing what I don't want to do and what I'm not good at. So right now, a lot of you all really need to just focus on serving, so you can figure out what you don't want to do and what you're not really good at. And that those are the things that you hire out for. You hire out the things in the areas that you suck in, right? You hire out in the areas that just frustrate you, that you just like, oh my God, I don't want to do this. But if you never serve, you can't identify those gifts. And I got here through servantship, all right? I got here through servantship. So what are you all doing? What's your gift? What's your solution? What problem are you solving? Let me tell you what else got me here. Consistency. I know y'all hate to hear this word because it calls a lot of y'all out, but consistency got me here. There isn't a day that I get up that I'm not putting something out to my audience. Every single day. Consistency, you guys. Consistency. So many of you all have gifts. You have talents, you have skill sets, you really have something that people need, but you're not consistent enough. That C word will ruffle a whole lot of feathers, baby. You're not consistent enough to get up every day to work to make your dreams come true. Because so many of you all are battling emotionally. That emotional battle is really blocking your potential. It's blocking your growth. It's blocking your prosperity. That mental battle is holding you back. Why? Because one day you wake up and you're motivated and you're feeling like you can do it. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? You wake up and you like, damn, I can do this. You pump. You researching, you reading, you posting on social, you're creating content, you're doing all the things that you know that you're supposed to do. But what happens? What happens after that, best friends? A few days, it goes by. Then the next day, y'all wake up, and what happens? That the subconscious starts to kick in. You start telling yourself stuff that's not true. You start telling yourself that, why are you doing this? No one is going to listen to you. Why are you doing this? You're not going to be successful. Why are you doing this? No one is going to buy your products. Why are you doing this? No one is going to use your services. You know what? You start to just sink down. The energy just goes down, right? The follow through just disappears, okay? You stop promoting yourself. You take all the shit off of your page about your business that you were posting because you feel like a failure. You're in your head, right? You were posting things, promoting a service, telling people what you were doing, and then you just start going back and deleting shit. How many of y'all do that? Comment in the chat. You start deleting shit off your page every day. You in your head so bad, you just start deleting all the shit off your page. This is what I want y'all to promise me y'all gonna do. I don't care how down, depressed, irritated, frustrated you get. You keep your content up there, all right? You keep your content up there. I don't care what you going through. I don't care if your family member's stressing you out. I don't care if your friends being fake as shit and they not supporting you. You keep your content up there and you put it up there every single day. Some of y'all done went back, you done deleted your shit. Unarchive it, throw it back up there. And every single day, I want y'all to throw something up there in reference to your business. Because let me tell you what I know. You think I'm not going to get on here and promote myself? What I say when I got on here, baby? We are having a members only event for CEO Society this weekend. If you all are not a part of our CEO Society membership, you're missing out. Why? Because it's a community. Why? Because people in there are learning. Why? Because people in there are thriving. Why? Because people in there are having a life-changing opportunity in front of them to learn from people who are making six and seven figures and connecting with other people who think like them. You better promote yourself. Every time I get on here, I'm going to promote myself. I'm going to make you feel bad for not promoting yourself. So y'all better understand. Get the right people around you. Let me just tell you, I'm so thankful for my team. Shannon be calling me all day and getting on my damn nerves. But what would I do without her? What would I do without her? I wouldn't even be able to run my business without her. You all better get around the right people that's going to encourage you to promote yourself. What would I do without my team? My son is in here. My daughter is in here. My other son is in here. I got big head Shay in here. What would I do without y'all? What would I do? What would I do? Y'all, we in here. I couldn't do nothing without the team. I'd be sick. What would I do? What would I do, Stink? What would I do? You got to get around people who believe in your vision. What would I do, son?
What would I do?
I don't know. Teamwork makes the dream work. So get around people who are going to remind you. Did you promote yourself today? Do you got friends around you that are going to say things to you like, why you ain't promote your business today? Why you ain't post yourself today? Why you ain't tell people about what you was doing today? Why you ain't put it out there about your sale today? You got to get around people that's going to say stuff like that to you. Let me tell you how you know when you around the wrong people. They be saying stuff like, that's all you post about is your business. Talk about something else. You around the wrong people. You got to get around people that's like, man, I ain't seen you post about your business in a few days. What's going on? You still running your company? You got to be around people to say, man, what happened? I thought y'all was coming out with a new product or you were adding a new service. What's going on? If you don't have people around you that's doing stuff like that and that's saying stuff like that to you, you around the wrong people. You got to get around people that don't allow you to play small. Some of you all are around people who are going to sit back and watch you play small. Y'all around people who are 110% comfortable with y'all playing small. And then when you get around people that challenge you to step it up, that challenge you to go after your goals, that challenge you to dream bigger, you start feeling like, oh, they doing too much. Oh, they saying too much. Oh, they extra. Oh, they a little too much for me. Why they too much for you? So you mean to tell me that people that's holding you accountable, people that want you to win, people that's asking you why you're not going as hard as you should be going, the people that's holding you accountable, those people too much for you? Come on now. Listen, I'm going to challenge you today. If you around some people that they didn't watch you work your job for the last 10, 15 years, they didn't watch you complain about being broke, they didn't watch you point out some houses that you said you wanted, they didn't watch you point out a car that you said you wanted to drive, but they still sitting around you and you ain't driving that car, you ain't living in that house, you ain't doing the things that you said that you wanted to do, and they sitting around you. And they ain't said nothing about you starting that business that you told them that you was going to start 5 years ago. They have not brought it back up to you. You need to get around some new people. You need to get around some new people. If they coming to you talking about, let's go on vacation, let's go shopping, let's go to Chanel, let's go to Louis, but they know that you are still out here living check to check. They want to go hang out. They want to go to the bar. They want to go to a party. They want to do all that stuff. But they ain't never talking about, sis, what happened to your business? Sis, they ain't saying, why you ain't posting your products? Listen to me. Reevaluate your circle. You know why I'm successful? I'm going to tell y'all why I'm successful, because y'all think that I'm a genius. And I mean, I'm a little smart, you know, kind of smart. But I don't know, I'm not really like all of that smart like that, but it's really because of the people that I know. It's the smart people that I know in my life. The smart people who I've connected with. The smart people that I've built relationships with. And I want to tell y'all something. Y'all better stop wasting y'all time around people who are not adding any value to your life. Now hear me out. I'm not saying these people have to be rich. I'm not saying that these people got to live in a big house. I'm not saying these people got to be millionaires. What I'm saying is I've gotten to where I am because I have a friend that is an expert in every area that I'm not an expert in. Hear me out, y'all. I have a friend that is an expert in every area that I'm not an expert in. See, y'all getting it confused. Y'all still out here thinking that you got to know everybody. You still out here thinking that you got to know everything. You still out here thinking that you got to be an expert in every area. You still out here thinking that you got to read every single book on how to be an accountant, how to be a marketer, how to be a trader, how to be an investor, how to start a clothing brand. The mistake that you make is that you're friending the wrong people. See, you got to friend people of value. And then you got to figure out the value add for them. Meaning, what type of value can you add to their lives? Okay? What kind of value can you add to their lives? Can you give them something? You know, we come into people's lives and we automatically start adding up. What can this person do for us? How many of y'all have done that? Be honest. Don't lie. What can this person do for me? How can this person help me? This is how a lot of people think. This is the biggest mistake that I watch entrepreneurs make is, what can this person do for me? But what you all don't think about is, what can I do for this person? Because you have to be able to add value to the life of someone else for them to see you as valuable. Because when people become successful, let me tell you a secret. Don't tell nobody. Mm-hmm. everybody around them, they want something. They got a whole line down the street and around a corner of people that are looking for them to do something for them. But you know the type of people that we value? We value people who can add value to us. How many of you all are pourers on here? You always pouring. You always filling up somebody else's cup, okay? You always investing in other people. That's all you ever do, looking out for other people, motivating other people, helping people get their stuff together, okay? But you don't really have that many people that do that for you. Come on, best friends. Comment in the chat. So what I'm telling you is, you got to really think about what is your value add to other people when you're meeting these people. And instead of trying to know everything, that's all you got to do is know the right people. Let me just tell you how powerful this is, okay? Let me break it down. All right. First thing I'm going to think about is, what is everybody doing now? Everybody is running ads for their business, all right? Do I have a friend that specializes in ads? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I have a boo for that, okay? Do I have a friend that specializes in foreign exchange? Yup. I know if I need got a question about that, Justin can help me. Foreign exchange or Bitcoin, right? Do I have a friend that does investing? Yup. I can hit Trop up if I need some tips on that. Or Terry, okay? Do I have a friend for that? Yes, I do, right? Do I have anybody that specializes in e-commerce? Got a friend that does that, okay? Got a friend that specializes in that. When it comes to real estate, who am I going to call? My best friend, all right? My best friend, Kim, and y'all know Kiana Watson. Those are my two real estate people that I can go to when it comes to real estate. Government contract, I'm going straight to Tiffany. Grants coming around. Got questions on grants? You know who I'm going? I'm going to Lainey. She got me covered. All right? I need a baker. I'm going to Kate Cameron Studios, right? My mentee. You got to have somebody for everything. If you have a friend that specializes in everything, you got a friend for everything, how can you lose? This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. How can you lose? You got a friend that specializes in events. I'm going to Marcus and on Broccoli City. I know I can talk to them. All right? Listen to me. You got to understand that you got to focus on friending and connecting with the right people. Okay? Listen to me. The people are out there. If I need graphic design, got somebody that do that, I'm going to Poncho. I got somebody for that. Right? I got somebody for everything. And that's what you got to understand. You all are friending the wrong people. So when you sit down and you get by yourself and you start looking at your circle, I want you to ask yourself, what is the value add in this circle? How can these people that I'm around help me? Right? Some of y'all just got people to chill with. Y'all got people to party with. Y'all got people to drink with. You got people to smoke with. Okay? But what we need to do is we got to change some things up. You got a whole bunch of people to chill and do absolutely nothing with. But do we have people? Do we have people that's going to push us to go beyond our means, right? Do we have people that's going to get us out of our comfort zone, okay? Do we have friends that we can sit around and talk about investing with? Do we have friends that we can sit down and talk about how we're going to make that 7 or 8 or 9 figures with? Do we have someone that knows someone that makes, if you're trying to, let me go a little deeper. You can only go as far as the people around you, okay? We say this all the time. You can only go as far as the people around you. So we got to do a proximity check, all right? And what is a proximity check? That means that if everyone around you is only making 6 figures, then that's as far as you're going. You got to start seeing, okay, who do I know that's making 7 figures? Who do I know that knows someone that's making 8 figures? Do I know anyone who even knows someone who's making 9 figures? Because if I don't know anyone who's making 9 figures or know someone who knows someone that's making 9 figures, how can I potentially grow a 9-figure company? It's the proximity check for me. Proximity check. How can I ever get to 9 figures? I need to get on the phone with somebody and say, you know, what does it take to grow a 9-figure company? Proximity. It's the proximity check. When is the last time that you all have done a proximity check? Who do you know that's investing? Who do you know that owns real estate, right? Who do you know that's an entrepreneur that has a 7, 8, or 9-figure company? You have to be intentional about spending more time with these people, listening to these people, observing, serving, being able to learn, positioning, proximity, okay? You gotta get in proximity. Let's do the proximity check. What y'all got going on? Hear me out for a second. Every day I wake up, these are the things that I think about. How am I serving? How am I serving? What problem am I solving? What friends have I touched bases with? Who can I add value to today? Come on, y'all. Let's get serious. I wanted to come on here and just really talk to y'all because I just felt like some of y'all not in y'all bag right now. And it's time to get back in y'all bag. I'm in my bag right now. I'm in my bag right now. Some of y'all got to get in y'all bag. Me a little too comfortable. Some of y'all letting people play with y'all right now. Some of y'all about to give y'all goods away for pennies right now. Some of y'all letting people like really make y'all feel like y'all ain't ready. Somebody told y'all need to wait a year. You need to wait 5 years. Hell no, you need to leap now. Some of y'all sitting in the house and you just like, oh, you know, this ain't my time. This not my season. I'm not hearing from God. I had to tell a girl the other day, she probably on this live. I said, girl, I said, God ain't tell you that. God ain't tell you to quit. I said, listen, I ain't no preacher, but I know a little bit about the Bible. And it sure said that fear did not come from the Lord. I said, you are not hearing from the Lord. That's the enemy, honey. He did not tell you to quit. He did not tell you to back down from your dreams and your goals. You cannot tell me that you're hearing from God and God is telling you to give up on your dreams. Oh, no, that is not the Lord. That is your subconscious mind lying to you. That is the enemy. That is Satan, honey. That is the devil. Okay? I told her, I said, I do not believe it. I said, I think I'm hearing, what I'm hearing is not the Holy Spirit. I said, stand down saying, you can't, let me just tell you, when you are questioning yourself and when you doubting yourself and you in your head, 99.9% of the roadblocks, of the procrastination, of the stalling, of the self-doubt, and all the other shit that we experience in our life, it all comes and it starts here. It starts in the mind. It's all in the mind. No one is telling it to you. It's not really happening. It's not reality. It's a lie from the pit of hell. It's not true. It's not what people are thinking. It's all this. Mental. It's all mental. Okay? It's the warfare that's happening in your mind. 90% of the problems that you start, 90% of the adversity that you face, 90% of all of the stuff that you go through in your mind, some of y'all be having panic attacks, anxiety, feeling like things not going to go through, feeling like things are falling apart, and they not even falling apart. It's all this shit that you're telling yourself that is a damn lie. A lie from the pit of hell. It'll have you looking at other people. It'll have you comparing yourself to other people. That warfare, we got to start talking about this warfare that so many of you all are experiencing as entrepreneurs. Looking at other people, why them? Why not me? Because they started 10 years ago and you just started. And 10 years from now, if your ass be consistent, you'll be exactly where they are and probably further than them. How they get here? They got lucky. They didn't get lucky. They put that work in. People be telling me I got lucky. I be like, what? Lucky? Ain't no luck in this. Y'all better stop thinking that people that's out here winning got lucky. Let me just tell y'all a secret. Some of y'all just started following me. And it probably looked like a whole lot of luck to you. This is not luck. This is dedication, right? This is drive. This is getting back up from failure. This is 13 years of busting my ass. This is getting back up and doing something different. This is pivoting. This is doing one business that didn't work and getting right back up and doing another. This is calling myself one thing and then saying, hey, I'm an expert at this. This is trial and error. This is the part that y'all don't understand. Y'all look at people and you be comparing yourself to people that have been really out here busting their ass for 10 and 12 years. Get back on your stuff. The subconscious mind wants you to believe that somebody better than you. The subconscious mind wants you to believe that you're supposed to quit. The subconscious mind wants you to believe that it cannot work for you. Let me just tell you this. It's in your head. So many of you all are in your brain. You're just saying things to yourself that's not realistic. I had a girl, she signed up for my program. And a day went by. Before we even started the class, she said, Ronnie, God told me that this was not what I was supposed to do. I think I moved too quickly. I don't know. I don't know if I can really do this brand rehab. I don't know if this is the thing. Oh my gosh, I'm just feeling it in my spirit. I said, you know what? I said, if I didn't care about you, I'll let you walk away from this. If I didn't believe that this was possible for you, I'll just let you go. The easiest thing a person can do for you is let you give up on your dreams. You know, that's the easiest thing. The easiest thing a person can do for you is say, yeah, you right. You ain't gonna win. Just give up on that shit. That's the easiest thing that a person can do for you. The easiest. Because when people don't really care about you, they gonna let you walk away from stuff. But when people truly care about you, when people really want you to win, they're going to hold you accountable. I told her, I said, go ahead. I said, if you think that giving up on your dream, giving up on mentorship, giving up on working with somebody who had been in business for 13 years, okay, and just giving up on everything that you're thinking of and then going out here and doing something by yourself is going to be easier for you than you done bumped your head. I said, you are going to spend 2 times the money. You're going to take 10 times the losses learning from trial and error. We don't want to learn from trial and error, y'all. Hear me out. They say a fool learns from his own mistakes. A wise man learns from the mistakes of other people. I'd rather learn from a person's mistakes before I learn on my own and lose my money in the process. Listen to me. Let's go back. Y'all got to get up out of here. Today I came on here because God told me to come on here. I don't come on here every day. I don't got a motivational speech every day. I ain't really been on live in probably over a week. I be posting for my subscribers here and there. I'm going live with my subscribers. Okay? That's what we doing. But I don't come on here every day because God don't give me a word every day. Right? I come on here when I have something to give y'all. And today I feel like it's a lot of you all that's in your head. And you're telling yourself things that are not true. You're telling yourself lies. You started businesses that you've given up on. You started ventures and things that you've given up on. And you feeling like you're not worthy. And it's not even about the business. Let me just go a bit deeper. It's about your confidence in yourself. Your lack of confidence is what truly is holding you back. And I want to give you all this message. I want to make sure y'all get it. Get this message. Until you get your confidence right, until you truly start believing in yourself, until you stop doubting yourself, until you stop comparing yourself to other people, you are never going to go to that next level. Until you stop wasting your time around other people who are not adding value to your life, all right? You nurturing the wrong relationships. Until you sit down and you sit at your table and you do that proximity check and say, how far are the people around me truly going? Can they take me to my next level in my life? You are not going to progress. Okay? You are not going to progress until you do that. Until you believe that you have a gift until you believe that your voice is needed, until you believe that every single thing that you've been through in your life, you've gone through it so that you could tell it to somebody else and help them get free from the stuff that they have gone through, you're never going to reach that next level. It's all in your mind. It's all in your head. Stop looking at these people thinking, damn, I wish I was as good as they are. Damn, I wish I could be as successful as they are. You can be just as successful, if not more successful. Because it's really not about the talent anymore. A consistent person would be more successful than a talented person. Let me just tell y'all that. Some people will literally go further. You know why they're going to go further? They're going to go further because they're more consistent than you are. I know a lot of talented people that have not tapped into their greatness, that haven't received the level of success that they really should have because they're not consistent. I mean, and they be smart too. Smart and talented, but inconsistent as hell. Smart and talented, but don't show up. Smart and talented, but can't do shit for 30 days straight to save their life. And they wonder why they can't get to that next level. So a lot of you all, you have talent. A lot of you all, you have skill set. A lot of you all, you have a gift. Everyone does. Let me say that one more time. Everyone has a gift. Everyone does. But the biggest problem with most of you all is that what? You don't believe in yourselves. Somebody that told you was not ugly. That you was ugly. Sorry. Somebody told you that you didn't talk good enough. Somebody told you that your accent was off. Okay? Somebody told you something that you started to believe. And maybe you heard it as a child. Maybe you heard it as a teenager. Right? Maybe you heard it in your 20s. And you have started to believe it. I'm telling you, I want you to understand and know that it is a lie from the pit of hell. And I want you to go back to the moment where you heard that and you started to believe it. And we knocking it down. We not even believing that. We blocking that thing. We rebuking it. Are you inconsistent? Are you doubting yourself? Are you struggling with doing something every day that's going to better yourself? Do you feel like you can go 30 days straight with doing something that's going to grow your business, grow your brand, grow your company? How many people know that this message was for them? You looking at other people. You comparing. Your circle weak. Weak circle. Weak circle can't take you nowhere. Circle so weak it can't take you nowhere but down the street and around the corner. You nurturing weak relationships with weak people. People that's not holding you accountable. If you know you around some people that ain't have seen you give up on your goals 3, 4, 5 times, ain't said nothing to you. It's your fault. Now you attracting what your energy is giving off. Y'all think that lack of, you know, self-esteem is just mediocre, that it's just very small. It's not small. It's not minute. It's not little. It's a big thing. Because when you lack confidence in yourself, you attract those type of people. That energy that you give off, you start to attract weak people. You start to attract people who are afraid to speak up. You start to attract people that's not going to hold you accountable. Listen to me. We're not doing that no more. Okay? We're not doing that no more. I'm coming on here. Homework assignment. Get your confidence up. Get your consistency up. Start doing the things that you're supposed to do. I want to challenge you. What do you need to do for 30 days straight that you know you can't do? Is it getting up posting on social? Is it staying away from some people that don't want to do nothing but smoke, drink, club, party? What you got to do? Sometimes you know, y'all thinking fasting from food is just a thing. Sometimes you got to fast from people. Sometimes you got to fast from people. You know how I got to where I am today? I had to get the hell away from some people. It wasn't the food that was holding me back. It was the type of people that I was surrounding myself with when I was living in a hood that I had to get the hell away from. And if I didn't get away from those people and I didn't fast from that type of energy and get plugged in to people that was trying to make money doing right things, then I wouldn't even be where I am today. You know why? Because those people make you feel like normality is okay. They make you feel like being average is okay because that's all they know is average shit. Right? They gonna dap you up. They gonna make you feel good for sitting around chilling with them doing nothing. They gonna dap you up and make you feel good for sitting around and not following through with your dreams. They gonna dap you up and celebrate you for what? Going shopping when you should have used that money to invest in your business. Sometimes you gotta fast from people. You gotta withhold the access. Access denied. It's given this. Stand down. You can't hang with me. Let me just tell you how powerful energy is. And then I'm getting off of here because I got work to do. I got a meeting at 2:00. Energy is so magnetic. It's so magnetic, y'all. Hear me out. It's so magnetic. I remember just getting in a place where I was around other successful people. And I'm getting in a room with them and I'm looking around and everybody got their laptops open. Everybody got their pens out. Everybody writing down what their goals are. And I mean, they writing down numbers, right? And I'm sitting there and I will never forget, I'm looking around and I wasn't doing nothing. Hear me out. I'm sitting there. I was not doing anything, best friends. I'm looking around. I'm like, hold up. Everybody in this room, they sitting around talking about they trying to make 50 this month and 150 this month and 300,000 this month and 500,000 this month. And I'm sitting around like, man, oh boy, hold up. You know what? As I look around, I was on my phone. I start feeling like, let me get my laptop out. Hear me. Let me get my laptop out. Let me get my pen out. Let me get my paper out. Okay? Let me get my shit together because what y'all not about to do is y'all not about to work. Y'all not about to outwork me. I ain't about to sit around here and hear y'all talk about getting all this money and building these companies and growing your social media following and running your ads and doing your webinars and getting your products out there and doing your influencer marketing campaigns. And I'm going to sit around here and act like I'm not hearing these conversations. You think I'm going to sit here on my ass every day and watch y'all get money around me? You know what I did, baby? I put that phone down. I got my laptop. Okay? I got my laptop out. I got my notes out. They said, what's your number? I said, my number is, I'm doing 100,000 this month. Put it out there. Okay? And I had to get to work. And that's that energy. That energy, when you around the right people, let me tell you when you know you around the right people. The confirmation, this is the confirmation. When you are around the right people, you feel like you ain't doing enough. Hear me out. When you around the right people, you start feeling like, damn, I ain't doing enough. You ever get around some people and you see them winning, you like, man, I gotta get on my shit. That's when you around the right people. Well, let me tell you, when you around the wrong people, when you sitting around a whole bunch of motherfuckers, and you blending right in. And you looking at the person to your left. And you looking at the person to your right. And ain't neither one of them doing no better than you. That's called comfort. You know what that means? That means you have not done a proximity check. If you look to your left and you look to your right. And they ain't doing better than you. Then you are in the wrong circle. You around the wrong people. When you are around people and you look to that left and you look to that right and these people talking about what they doing and their business is scaling. Listen, if the people around you are not motivating you to get off your ass and go hard, then guess what? That means you're around the wrong people. Get around some people that start to make you feel uncomfortable. Get around some people that are scaling their businesses. Okay? Listen. I'm looking at my friends. They signing up for masterminds. I'm like, how much the mastermind? They're like, oh, this one, $50,000. My friend called me the other day. I'm like, how much was that mastermind? He was like, shit, people's in there paying $400,000. I was like, what? I'm like, oh, yeah, there's some different type of people up in there, right? Motivated me. Like, baby, get on your shit. Get on your shit. Step your shit up. It's possible for them. It's possible for you. You got to get around people that's going to call you up and be like, oh, you know, such and such, this is going on. Oh, they just made this in their company. Not to get you in a place where you're competing, but really to get you in a place mentally where you realize what's possible for other people so that you could see the same thing for yourself. So if you around people and you doing the best out of everybody, if you making more money than everybody around you, you're losing. If you are sitting around people and you uncomfortable, and they sit around talking about moves, they sit around talking about what they're doing, they sit around trying to grow their companies, and you like, man, I gotta get on my shit. Go around them people every day. Okay? Let me just tell you, go around them people every day. You know what they say? If you around one millionaire, you guaranteed to be the second. It's real. Because if you go around those kind of people every day, you're going to wake up and feel like, man, I got to get my shit together because you're going to get tired. You're going to get tired of watching another person win. Nothing will motivate you more than sitting around and watching other people win when you ain't winning. That's their energy. You start hearing people talk about the money they making, the cars they got, they real estate. You like, oh, let me get the work. What I need to sign up for? What I need to invest in? You ready to go? Very uncomfortable. The best thing I could have did was get around people who were doing better than me. Motivated the hell out of me to take action. Some of y'all need that. But you know what I realized? Some of y'all won't go around people that's doing good for that very reason. You don't want to get around people that's winning. You don't want to get around people that's making money. You don't want to get around people that's out here doing big things because you know you bullshitting. You know you playing small. You know you rather go hang with some average people. Y'all don't want to talk about that though. Y'all don't want to talk about that. Some of you all intentionally limit yourselves and intentionally stay the hell away from the successful people. You stop following the successful people online. You muted their accounts because you don't want to see their content because it just reminds you of what the hell you not doing. Go unmute them. Go watch what they doing so you can get on your shit. Get in your bag. Go get in your bag. I'm telling you, it's a quote that I saw going around and said, some of y'all hating on the people that y'all need to be learning from. You going around, oh, they bragging too much. Listen, your mindset will determine how you perceive everything. It's all about perception. Hear me out. It's all about perception. Guess what? When you not on your shit and you see other people winning, you know what you're thinking? You thinking they bragging. When you in a mindset of wanting to do more, when you see people winning, investing, blowing up, taking their brains to the next level, you know what you think? Damn, they killing it. Damn, I'm inspired. Damn, they motivate me. Damn, I need to get on it. Damn, I need to go hard. You like, yes, I want to follow them. I can always tell what mindset a person is in based on how they respond to other people's success. The people who are talking about, oh, they bragging too much, they showing too much, blah, 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 blah. You know why? They don't want to see it. Because it reminds them of where they aren't. That's all. But when you are in a mindset of prosperity and a mindset of abundance and a mindset of God, show me through others what's possible for me. Baby, I be seeing people win and I be like, yes. I be seeing women online, I be like, damn, girl, work, serve, you bad, you pretty, body, honey, get your coins, like, you winning. That's how I'm feeling when I'm seeing people winning, because it's inspirational to me, because it's not doing nothing but showing me. I'm seeing women driving they dream cars, owning multiple properties, right, running multiple successful businesses, having families and love lives and everything just working, just winning in all areas. I'm like, yes, baby, get it. You deserve that. I love that for you. I'm under their comments like, love to see it. I'm like going on their website, like buying their products. Like, oh, let me go buy another one. Okay, let me run back. Oh, you got the pants to go with that too. Let me just get this. Oh, let me just share your picture and tag you on my story because I just love what you're doing. Like, let me go and just show the world how amazing you are because I'm motivated, because I'm inspired. You know why? Because people can't love on me and celebrate me and support me if I can't do that for other people.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.